Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, and thank you so much for coming into the Fire and Rain Ministries podcast tonight on Blog Talk Radio. We're also on the podcast. And thank you so much for coming in. It's going to be an exciting time. We've been talking about Eli and his wicked sons in the book of Samuel, First Samuel. Tonight we're going to talk about the prophet Samuel, when he came on the scene, what was going on. I'm your host, Apostle Allison J. Cross of Fire and Rain Ministries, and it's so good to be with you tonight. And I just want to encourage you, pick up your Bible, pick up the Word. I am doing 15-minute spots because it don't take all day to get the Word, but sometimes it can. But I'm doing 15-minute, I'll just call them snippets because, you know, some of you are busy. Some may not have enough time to listen to the whole podcast. And so I'm doing snippets so you can get a little bit at a time, bite-sized chews, so to speak, bite-sized pieces for you to chew on. We'll put it like that, okay? So let's get right into it. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God, for this day because you are our King, our God, and our Deliverer. And Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in thy sight because you are my strength and my Redeemer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As I said, we were going to pick up today talking about the ministry of the prophet Samuel. Now, when you look at this, the prophet Samuel, we're going to talk about from the time he was born, when he was raised up. And during the period of time, it was a time when Eli, he was a priest, but he was unfaithful. The priesthood was unfaithful. And God, during that time, was preparing Samuel, the prophet Samuel, for ministry. Now, if you want to look at, go on your Bibles and look at 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 19 through 24. And I'm going to go ahead and read that whole passage of scripture because this is setting up the word, okay? 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 19 through 24. Okay, and they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned. Now, this is talking about Hannah and Elkanah. Elkanah was her husband, and she was not able to conceive. She was upset. They had been going back and forth to Shiloh where the priest Eli was, bringing offerings, and then we're going to pick it up. And they rose up in the morning early and worship. That's something we need to do. We need to get up early and worship God. Amen. And before the Lord and returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, but I will not go up until the child is weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Elkanah her husband said unto her, do what seemeth good to thee, tarry until thou have weaned him, only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord at Shiloh, and he was a young child. So just to give a little bit of more history of this, at one time, before Samuel was conceived and born, she was being taunted by Peninnah, Elkanah's other wife. Peninnah had children, but the Bible says that Elkanah really loved Hannah more. He loved her. He cherished her, and you know, she was just upset and tore up about not being able to have a son. And they went up to the temple she was standing at the temple, and the Bible, you know, I'm paraphrasing, it said that she was so upset that she was praying, you know, really hard, and her mouth was moving, but nothing was coming out of her mouth. And the priest Eli perceived her as being drunk, and she was like, no, I'm not drunk. I'm upset because I can't conceive. This is basically what she was saying. And at that time, he blessed her, and then we picked it up with what I just read. Okay, and so when she had Samuel, Samuel had been an answer to her prayer. And, you know, it's really awesome. When you pray and you ask God for something, if it's in his will, he will answer you. He will answer you. And it's really awesome how Samuel developed spiritually in spite of the corrupt conditions of Eli's household. Now, remember when we talked about his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, and how they were, in the Bible calls them wicked, evil sons of Belial. That literally meant that they were reckless, lawless, wicked, and immoral. And Samuel, the prophet Samuel, grew up seeing all of that stuff. He was around them. But God wonderfully protected him and preserved him from that evil influence from Eli's son. You know? And if you look at 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 11, Samuel ministered before the Lord and before Eli the priest. And what a contrast that was to Eli's sons, what they were doing and what Samuel was doing, okay? Now, a couple of things about Samuel. Samuel was sensitive. He was submissive. He was obedient under Eli. And when you look at the word sensitive, what was he? He was quick to detect or respond to the slight changes of influences. That's what sensitivity means. When you look at submission literally means ready to conform to the authority or the will of others. And in this sense, we're talking about the will of God. So Samuel was sensitive. In other words, he was real quick to detect because it said that he ministered before the Lord. So anytime you minister before the Lord or you're in the presence of God, your spirit will become so sensitive to your surroundings because you turn off the TV, you turn off Facebook, you turn off all the things that are disrupting you and distracting you from hearing from God. We have to people get in that place to where we are sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And the more we spend time with the Holy Spirit and minister to him and worship him and love on him, you will literally become desensitized to the world. In other words, your spirit won't be sensitive to the world. It'll be sensitive to the Lord. But that takes time. It takes a time to develop that by cutting off everything that's an offense to God. He was submissive. And then also it says that he was obedient. Now, what is the definition of obedience? The definition of obedience is complying or willing to comply. I'm going to say that again. Complying or willing to comply with orders or requests. In other words, you submit to another's will. In this respect, we're talking about submitting ourselves to God, God's will. And this is what we saw in Samuel. He was sensitive, submissive, and an obedient child under Eli. His sons were not. They were doing everything. They were sleeping with the women. They were strong-arming God's people out of the offering. They were just cutting up, so to speak. And that's, you know, something that we have to look at. And if we're going to do in this hour what God wants us to do, we really have to be sensitive to the will of the Father. Amen. We have to be sensitive to the will of the Father. Okay, let's move right along. And so we see that Samuel ministered before the Lord as a child, and he also was girded with a linen ephod. Now, and that's in 1 Samuel chapter 2:18. But if you go back and look, what we talked about yesterday, or the last podcast, Eli's sons, they were immoral. But they were wearing the linen ephod and the priestly robes. And what was that significant of? The linen ephod, the priestly robes, were significant of righteous purity and holiness. That was not the case with Eli's natural sons, because again, they were doing some of everything. But with Samuel, he was submitted to God. He was committed to God. He was committed to Eli, and he worshiped before the Lord. Total contrast. And then if you look at 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21, it says that Samuel grew spiritually before the Lord. There is no way that you can be in your word, be in prayer, wait on God, submit yourself to God, turn yourself totally over to God, and not grow spiritually. There's no way that you can do that, because the closer you get to the Lord, the more things in your life that don't please him fall off of your life. I mean, you will become offended when you hear people cussing. You'll become offended when you hear things that are not right. You won't even want to be around people smoking and drinking and cussing and carrying on. And pretty soon you'll start watching TV and you'll notice that all of a sudden your appetite has changed for even what you see on TV. Why is that? Just like Samuel, you begin to grow spiritually before the Lord. You'll grow spiritually. And the more that God's spirit raises up in you, the less you'll want to offend him, because we are the containers of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to talk about that a little later when we talk about after the Ark of the Covenant was stolen, or I should say taken in captivity, how it ended up in all these different places and what happened because the glory was in the wrong place. And so we have to protect what is on the inside of us. And it goes on to say in 1 Samuel 2:26 that Samuel grew on and was in favor with God and man. And so what does that mean? That means that he grew physically, mentally, and spiritually. It's kind of, you know, interesting because, you know, he began to grow in every area of his life, you know, and we're a three-part body, spirit, soul, and body, our mind, our will, and our emotions. And, you know, this is what Samuel grew. He grew in every area. Now, moving on, we're talking about how the Lord, the word of the Lord was confirmed to Samuel. Now, it's really interesting. You know, one evening Samuel was about to lay down, and the Lord came and called him. And when you look at this, you want to also note that the Bible says that the air of the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and that's in chapter 3, verse 2. Now, God, the lamp of God, God never leaves himself without a lamp of witness, and this is who Samuel was. He was a lamp of witness. Even though the light of God was going out in the temple, it was being shut down because of the wickedness, the lawlessness, the you know, all of the stupid stuff that was going on with Eli's sons. The word of God was being choked out. It was gone. It was going away. But God had someone in mind, and he had Samuel, and he was going to raise him up. And what happened was, and we're about to close, the Lord called Samuel four times before that came. There came a recognition of the fact that it was the call of the Lord and not Eli. And so Samuel, as soon as Samuel heard the voice calling to him, he immediately got up and he ran to Eli. And that happened a couple of times. And I think it's really interesting the fact that Eli did not even realize that God was calling Samuel, telling him to go back to bed. And then Eli, you know, he didn't perceive that. He didn't understand that. Why was that? Was it because the lamp of God was going out that his spiritual perception, not only his physical eyesight was gone, but his spiritual perception was gone as well? And he didn't perceive that. And when verse 7, it says, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word yet revealed unto him. But after the third call, Eli perceived then that it was the Lord calling Samuel. And he told him to respond to the voice, saying, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Wow. We're going to end right there. As I said, we're going to do this every night. You can catch me on the podcast. But after the fourth time, Samuel got the instruction from Eli. He was obedient. He did what, and he was sensitive. He was sensitive to the voice of God. He was sensitive and obedient to Eli when Eli told him how to respond. And he was submissive because he went back to bed, and then when the Lord called again, he said, "Speak now, for your servant heareth." I want to end the day by saying, has God spoken to you? What has God said to you? Has he called you in the middle of the night? Have you been awakened in the middle of the night and don't know why, and you're just sitting up in bed looking at the wall saying, "Wow, I can't even go back to sleep"? Could it be that the Lord has something to say to you? Could it be that, like the call of Samuel, the Lord has something to say? So we're going to end right there, and we're going to pick it up tomorrow in that spot, and we're going to continue to talk about the call of the Lord upon Samuel's life. Again, my name is Apostle Allison J. Cross of Fire and Rain Ministry. I'm your host. God bless you. You have a wonderful night. And if you need to get in touch or you have some questions that you want read over the air, you can email me at AllisonJCross@gmail.com. God bless you.